I'm Martha Woodruff, and this is The Spark, an exploration of interesting people doing interesting things. Stanton's Nadine Chase is a jazz singer.
If you see me coming, baby, lift your window high. I said, now if you see me coming, lift your window high. And if you see me going, hang your head and cry.
You're a jazz singer. What's the difference between a jazz singer and a singer-singer?
The different genres of music have a different style. A classical singer can't pull off jazz, and a jazz singer can't pull off country. Not well. There's a certain feeling. I know that I love the blues. I love the blues. But my voice is soft, and I just don't have the bottom for that rawness that a blues singer has. I couldn't pull off Etta James. You know, not a chance. So I did what was best suited to my voice and what resonated for me, which is jazz. For me, it's like it's rich and it's imaginative, and you tend to fly by the seat of your pants, where you can't do that in classical music. You know, so it's artistic in the way that an oil painter is different than a sculptor, but they're both artists.
When did you know you were a singer?
Oh, my goodness. I grew up around music my whole life. My mother is a singer. She was accepted to Juilliard, but was unable to go because it was wartime and everybody's working. Mm-hmm. And so there was always music in my house. I grew up in Brooklyn. My parents went to all the Broadway shows, and they brought home all this fabulous music. My Fair Lady, South Pacific, Pajama Game. Plus, they grew up in the big band era. So I grew up listening to Frank Sinatra and Benny Goodman and Harry James. You know, we would do the dishes, my mother and I, and she'd teach me intonation and breathing and phrasing and two-part harmonies. And growing up in New York, you know, we did street corner harmonies. And I lived near the beach, so we'd go on the boardwalk because the sound would carry on the water. And plus, I grew up in Brighton Beach, which is near Coney Island. Mm-hmm. And in the 20s and 30s, the apartment buildings used to be hotels. So the hallways used to be ballrooms. So the sound in the halls was fabulous. It was great acoustics and echoes and stuff. So we would sing in the hall, too. So much fun. So much fun.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart. Without a love of my own, without a love of my own, without a love of my own.
When I was 22, I had an opportunity to go on the road with a show band. I was someplace one evening and there was a band playing, and I got friendly with the musicians because music is my thing. And they told me that their singer was leaving, and so I got up and sang, and once their singer left, they contacted me and asked me to join them. And my very first gig was in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin at the Playboy Club in January. I've never been so cold in my entire life. One of the gigs we did was in Boston in what was called the Combat Zone, which we didn't know where we were singing that time. And I was dressed from the neck down, and there was a club next door that was a biker bar, and they would come in and wonder when I was going to take my clothes off because it was, you know, the combat zone. What a life. Whew. I'm not sorry, but I was young. You know, you can do that stuff when you're young.
What do you remember as being the highlight? I mean, when you go, woo, what a life, what are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about being on stage with the guys, because I was the only woman, and doing the thing that I love the most. It's bliss for me. And when you're an artist, you're compelled. It's not like you cannot do it. You're compelled to do it because it's a way of expressing your true self.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light.
Nadine Chase married a guitar player and toured with him until her daughter was born. She divorced her husband, but stayed close to home the whole time her daughter was in school.
When she was on her own, my friends, who knew I could sing, said to me, "Don't waste your talent." And so I started little bits, you know, starting again, sitting in wherever I could.
Did you still have it? Did you feel rusty?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I didn't have any confidence anymore. I really had, you know, I wasn't sure of myself, mm-hmm. you know.
Had you sung while you were raising your daughter? I mean, kept your voice in shape and things?
Yes, I did. But not, you know, I didn't sing professionally, really. Yeah. Anymore. So it was difficult in getting started, but I looked forward to those, I think it was Wednesday nights. It was called the Vocal Showcase. And I was in Boston, and there were, all, you know, many of us, most of them were starting out. I was trying to get back in. And it was great fun. I'm still friends with one of the Vocal Showcase talents. Her name is Patricia Adams. And we've been supporting each other over the years emotionally, you know, and because she's older also. We're just hanging in and still out there doing it because we love it.
What kind of feedback did you get when you went back into it? Were people encouraging?
Yes, they were encouraging because I have a good voice, a good jazz voice. And so they were very encouraging. And then I started to get myself some gigs here and there.
Yes.
Because people would hear me. I'd sit in wherever I could. You know, I'd jam all the time just so that I could get heard, just to get some exposure. So I'd start getting asked. Or I would ask others, you know, if I found a guitarist that I liked, or a pianist, or, you know, a sax player or something, I'd say, "I'm available," you know. And as a matter of fact, my friend Patricia teases me because what I would do is if a new restaurant was opening, I would go in and say, "Have you thought of having music? It's an enhancement. It helps digestion." Just, you know, it would be wonderful to have
this is in Boston.
Yeah. So just, you know, little trio. So Pat would say, yeah, she goes in before the paint's dry and get a gig. And I did, and I opened the door for a lot of people. This didn't just happen to me. I worked to be who I am. I've made my mistakes, but everything has brought me to this moment in time. I want the beauty to come from within me, because there are many people who are physically beautiful but empty inside. So that's how I feel. And I smile a lot because I think it's fun. It surprises people.
When you're performing.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting. People come up and say, "I can't sing a note." I said, "Oh, yes, you can. I bet you're a secret shower singer, aren't you?"
Nadine Chase now lives in Stanton. You'll find a link to her website on the Spark page at WMRA.org.
Used to ramble through the park, shadowboxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a foil on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Yeah, beginning to see the light. Oh, wow, beginning to see the light.